The Science of Getting Rich Hypnosis with John Vincent.
Do not listen to this while driving or using machinery. If you have any medical conditions or are in doubt, ask your doctor. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich Hypnosis Mind Reprogramming series. For optimal results, it's best to listen to this with headphones and to be sure that this is the left-hand side, and this is the right-hand side. If, for any reason, you need to awaken during this process, you will do so with all the resources you need and clarity of mind to attend to the situation. Part 8. Thinking in a Certain Way. Before you start to relax deeply into the mind reprogramming session, I want you to take a moment to hold in your mind these ideas, and you may do this with your eyes open or closed. When a baby sees other people walk, it imitates this. As the muscles develop, the baby starts to stand and take steps. It falls at first, but always keeps in sight the goal. Babies never give up. They always keep going until they achieve their goal of walking. They do this again with speech. First, they just make sounds that imitate speech. Then, they learn a few words and start to string them together. If you take just a moment to think about something that you really wanted and that you got or achieved, you will realize that you focused on having, getting, or doing it until you did. This is an important step. Focusing on what you want, what you do want, must be stated in the positive. It is important to know and talk about what you do want, exactly what you do want. To say, "I don't want to be poor," is poor thinking. It focuses on what you don't want, and it is vague. "I do want to be rich," is stated in the positive, but it is still vague. "I want to be a millionaire by the time I'm 40," is stated in the positive. "I am happy that I'm a millionaire aged 40 because of the value my product has given to people," is a positively stated goal. And if you're not yet 40, it is stated as though it has already happened. And you need to be very clear about what value you want to give. Taking some time here at this step in the Science of Getting Rich Hypnosis Mind Reprogramming series to design exactly what you want to offer to the world in exchange for riches is a good idea. If you already know consciously, then you can progress. If you don't, you might like to take some time to decide exactly what you do want to give in exchange for your riches before you progress past this point. Alternatively, you may continue on through the program and embed the learning from the preceding chapters and be sure to come back to this point after you have a very clear idea of your offer of value to the world. Money is not going to fall from the sky and land with you. While it is true that riches do come from long-lost relatives and lottery wins do happen, to pin all your hopes on money appearing from nowhere for you is foolish. A definite plan is needed. You need to decide what value you are going to create that people will exchange their money for and be happy with, and there is plenty of instruction on this matter to come that will help you take a moment to make yourself comfortable, either sitting or laying down in a place where you will remain undisturbed for the next 20 minutes or so. Because as the music starts, and as this hypnosis experience does, and is different to sleep, although sometimes when you listen to this, you will wake at the end refreshed and optimistic, and feel like you've only just started to listen a few moments ago. While other times, you may hear every word I say. Either way, the messages that are designed to reprogram your mind for riches will be growing each time you listen to these sessions. You begin to relax and drift away with the music. And you can, if you haven't already, close your eyes and start to notice the most relaxed part of your body and spread the relaxation all over you. Can just relax deeper and listen to the sound of my voice, or you can drift away with the music. And I don't know whether you will drift deeply into trance until I count you back out, or whether you aren't going to go really deep into trance listening this time. It is about being clear about what you want to then impress those thoughts into you and the universe, and being clear on what you want to want for and desire and have is an important step, and refining your vision regularly is a good thing, because things change with time. Now, to become even clearer about what it is that you do really want, and you really do want for it, what you want when you know what you want, to relax and let the positive suggestions sink deeply inside your unconscious and allow the toxic, poor thinking ideas to weaken and leave your thoughts still inside your mind. Rich thinking can grow, and poor thinking can be replaced with much more positive ideas. Ideas positive, accept only. Only accept into you. You into riches now. Now riches go deeper, deeper go inside you, you inside your unconscious. Unconscious, your wealth programming, programming wealth inside you now. Simply wishing to be rich is not enough. You must become very clear about what it is that you do want. You must shape and hone your vision of what you want to happen, of the things you want to achieve, and the things that you want to do this because it's important, and that you do this to become rich. And when you form your vision and you know it is the thing you want to do because it feels so exciting to you, maybe a warm, buzzing feeling in your solar plexus, say to yourself, yes. You need to be sure that the way you talk of it with others and with your own internal dialogue is in a manner that is talking about what you do want. You must focus on what you do want and talk about what you do want in that way while you visualize the way you want things to be and feel really good about it and tell yourself that this is it. This is perfect and you can feel how wonderful it would be to be like that. And you know how wonderful it is to be like that. Now that you understand that this is something that you can do, so that once you are very clear about what it is that you do want and talk about in a way that makes it sound exciting to you every time you hear, you can then start to reap the rewards of your continued impression of those thoughts in your unconscious mind and your other than unconscious mind, all the time drawing you towards achieving the things that you have set your sights, feelings, and positive self-talk on, and on into the future. You need to update the images, feelings, and self-talk, because as you grow and achieve newer and more positive wonders for the world and yourself, you change what it is that you want to do and to do next, because you do this updating program regularly. And even as the ideas are forming and maturing, they can be updated, streamlined, so as to help you achieve greater and more wondrous achievements sooner and sooner, the more easily thoughts dance, play, and settle in your mind now. Know what you want and to want it. Really want it with every fiber of your being. And if you don't, then you aren't. Settle on something that you really, really want and can achieve. Remember the vision, the feelings, and the self-talk all have to be aligned to see, feel, and say to yourself how much you want it, because it looks so very wonderful and makes you so excited each and every time you think about it more and more, because it's something that you want to happen. No matter how much You turn a compass needle. The needle of the compass will always point to what it's aligned with. The needle of the compass will return and point to what it is aligned to. And so with your desires, your vision, and what you want must always be focused on what you do want. Because it is something that you choose. Choose for the thing to choose to be your best and favorite choice. Because you can choose whatever you want to choose. Think about all of the areas of your life that will be different and new and wonderful, and be grateful for these. How will your holidaying habits change? Your shopping and leisure habits change? What will you be doing as your business? And how will every wonderful part of your life change and be different? And the more that you focus on all the wonderful things and change that will be for you and your experiences on planet Earth, the more exciting that things become. And it is with this level of excitement and wonder and great feelings inside you that need to feel so wonderful when you think about how wonderful it is, and say to yourself about how wonderful these new changes are for you and all the people around you. Behind your clear vision must be a purpose to realize it, to bring it out in tangible expression. And behind that purpose must be an invincible and unwavering faith that the thing is already yours, that it is to hand, and you only need to reach out and claim ownership of it. That which you imagine, believe that they are already yours for the taking. Have the attitude of ownership towards the things that you have in your mental vision and body feelings and internal self-talk. Own it. Know that it is yours, and have the attitude of ownership towards it. And being grateful is still relevant. Feeling grateful for things that you have mentally taken ownership for, but not yet received, is a powerful thing to do. To be grateful for knowing that you will take possession of it will help you attain it much more quickly. The lesson of today is for you to make sure that you formulate your desire for the things which make for a larger life for you and for those around you, and get to desire to arrange into a coherent whole, and then to impress this whole desire into the formless substance, the one form of energy that all things are from, that has the power to bring you what you do want. This vision is not something to be thought about at a specific time or on a certain day of the week. This is something that for you must be so powerful that all you can think about is the attaining of this vision, and that just like the compass needle, your thoughts must always come back to it, because it is something that you want, and it is something that you can have, and it needs to be something that you would love to have in every area of your life. You are rich. You are to envision that which you will vision and create a wonderful life for you and those around you. Thinking and speaking and acting as though present ownership of these things is a reality, and be in a receiving mindset, receiving and having that which you vision and feel and think about. Come from a place of gratitude and thanks. Speak as though you already own it. Live, breathe, and believe that you already have all, and all will be what you receive, and what you live, and what you breathe life into your visions by making them real in your thoughts. Decide what you want. State it in the positive. Imagine with vivid detail and immense feelings of wonder and certainty that it is yours, and tell yourself how great it is and how thankful you are, feeling thankful and grateful for it, and see it as yours already. And while everything that was new, and all the new ways that everything I said, and even the things I didn't say, but merely alluded to, along with all the connections and new learnings that you made for yourself, stay with you and grow with you, the more you think and use them as you sleep and dream tonight. Your unconscious can replay them and make new connections and realizations, and have new understandings of all or any of the things I say, said, and suggested to you during this trance, so that you can get the most benefit for yourself, and also because otherwise you wouldn't give others access to the added value you offer for everyone.
everyone as you become rich. And so, as you allow yourself to learn more and quicker and with more enjoyment the contents of this system, you can, slowly at first, start to bring your awareness back to your body. And as I count backwards from five, come out of this trance state now and be wide awake. 5, 4, 3, and you can feel really good. 2, 1, wide awake.